PS. I believe on the line with us right now, he is one of our premier sponsors, Mr. Richard Rosen, who is joining us this evening. Mr. Rosen, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Kev. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Just so you know, some of the other gentlemen who are in the room are Joe Rossi, my co-host, and of course, State Representative Jeff Deal, who I think represents your district.
You know, I want to commend Representative Deal for driving down to your studio, which is not that close to Whitman.
No.
And coming in there and not talking politics and talking about what happened today. I can't say the same for the senator who was on a little while ago, because frankly, I think what he discussed was outrageous, but that's a discussion for another day.
Okay.
I mean, what happened today is going to change all of our lives forever.
Mm,
I mean, it was, you know, after 9/11, our lives changed, but not the way that they're going to change after today.
Yep.
Because this is a different type of attack.
Yes.
And if it's a terrorist attack, which they think that it is, I mean, an 8-year-old kid got killed today. Our lives, unfortunately, will never be the same after today. And, you know, I'm calling in as a sponsor, and there's a million things we could talk about, but I got to tell you what happened today. And frankly, I'm still a little shaken by what happened. We had a fundraiser a couple of weeks ago for a girl who was running in the marathon today. She has a cousin that has cancer, so she elected to raise some money and run in the marathon. We had a fundraiser for her. She raised a ton of money. So my youngest daughter, Rebecca, and her friend went to Boston today for the marathon. So what I didn't know until just a little while ago was that she was at mile 25 to root on her friend that's running for her cousin with cancer.
Mm.
And apparently, Rebecca was Facebooking pictures or whatever. You know, my technological wizardry isn't all that great. At 2:45, she was at mile 25. And literally until 10 minutes ago, did not know what happened to her friend, because the explosion was several minutes later and the girl had to be someplace close to the finish line.
Right.
As well was her entire family. We just received word, it was no more than 15 minutes ago, that her and the family was okay. Now, I happened to be out in my backyard burning leaves or burning brush, and I have that breaking news network on my cell phone, and I looked down, and I thought it said that there was an explosion at the finish line of the Boston Marathon, but I didn't have my glasses on. And I'm looking, and I said, Jesus, my daughter's there. So I came in the house. I got that text at 2:59. And at 3:01, I called my daughter. But you know what happened to the cell phone service in town? There wasn't any.
Right.
Shut down, yeah.
And they shut it down. And I tried it again at 3:05. And thank God I was able to talk to her. She called me at 3:06. I wrote these things down at 3:06. And she literally just a minute before that had found out what happened. And thank God she's fine and she made it home, which was not that easy of a task to get out of there. She got, after the girl ran by at mile 25 at 2:45, her and her friend were in Kenmore Square. So they got, I guess they're in Kenmore Square, they were somewhere, but they got on the Kenmore line and they made it one stop before they stopped the T and made them evacuate. Of course, they got out and she said that she got out at the Hines. She had no idea where she was. She had no idea what she was doing. Mm-hmm. And people were just running everywhere. And it was several minutes later that she found out actually that there was an explosion. And I'm going to tell you, I've never been so happy to see her when she walked in the door.
Hey, Richie, this is Jeff Deal. First of all, I want to thank you for your comments earlier. And I also want to, I just couldn't imagine my daughter being in that situation. So I'm glad, obviously, things worked out the way they did. But I also wanted to say, too, you're somebody who cares so much about the community you're in, Whitman, and actually the surrounding areas. You do races to raise money for the towns. And so I just want to, you know, say back to you, thank you so much for your involvement in making Whitman, you know, a better place to live all the time. And I'm glad you're sponsoring these guys here on the show every week, because they do a great job informing people. But I really appreciate you telling that story today, too.
It was really close to home. You know, after 9/11, you know, we do Whitman Winterfest. That was September, obviously. I was actually, the Whitman police were trying to get me to not do Winterfest that year. And I said, I don't really think that there's going to be a terrorist attack in Whitman. And we went on with it. You know, we have a road race coming up whenever. And you know what? We're going to have a road race and we'll raise money, because no one's going to attack women. It's just horrible in this day and age what goes on. And again, our lives are going to change after today, and it's not going to be for the better. It's just not going to be. And it's just, it's terrible. You know, I send my condolences and prayers to the victims. Mm. But it's just, it's terrible.
Richie, you bring up a really good point. You know, I think the point that you brought up, that this attack is like nothing like 9/11, because with September 11th, we could pinpoint where the security checkpoints had to be increased. You know, we could pinpoint that airport security had to be increased. We could pinpoint that, you know, building entry and much like the Freedom Tower being built, the foundation is all concrete, and we can pinpoint those areas. What's a lot harder to pinpoint are things such as, you know, group events, gatherings, road races where there's going to be some type of, you know, mass gathering that we may or may not expect to, you know, happen at the end of a race. So I think you're spot on, where this will change a whole nother segment of how we live day to day in every aspect of our lives, because while not all of us fly, every single person gathers in groups at some point in their lives in any given week.
You know, you're absolutely right. My wife and I were just talking about this, is what's going to happen the next time you go to a Red Sox game? What's going to happen the next time you go to a football game? I mean, a marathon, it's 26 miles. There's people every step of the way for 26 miles. How do you prevent these things from happening? You know, I think there was a movie many, many, many years ago, decades ago. I think it may have been called Black Sunday.
It was.
There was a terrorist attack on a football game.
Right. Well, some of all fears also, you know, there's an attack at a football stadium, a nuclear device is detonated, and that's the first thing I thought of. Well, not as extreme. You know, the principle is the same, where you have a large group of people gathering somewhere where even though there's security happening, not every aspect of that stadium, there's no perimeter, and there's still ways to have that happen.
You're absolutely right. I mean, today is a game changer. And unfortunately, there's a couple of people dead and over 100 people injured, including, you know, a lot of children. It's just terrible. I used to go to the marathon many years ago with some friends of mine, and we would stand at the finish line. This was 35 years ago. We used to have going to motorhome, and we would pack at the finish line. I mean, you can get within miles. But I mean, it's just horrific what has happened today. It's horrible. I mean, an 8-year-old kid got killed today.
Have you heard any other stories, or have you heard anything else that has shocked you about today's events? Any other incidents that are close to home for you?
Actually, you know, it's funny you bring that up. I almost totally forgot about it. Mm. It's just been a pretty trying day. And I didn't ask permission if I could use his name, so I don't intend to.
That's okay.
But someone that works with me, works for me, went to the Red Sox game with his wife and another couple, and the game got over just before this happened, and decided to walk over to the finish line. I guess they were going to go to Morton's. Little did they know that Morton's has moved to the Seaport area. But they're on Exeter Street, and as they were walking from Exeter to Boylston, the bomb went off, and he could feel it through his hair, and he wasn't sure what it was, and turned the corner to look, and people were running towards him, and he said there was a guy carrying a woman that was bleeding. And I did talk to him. I've talked to him several times. He called me literally 3 minutes after I talked to my daughter to tell me what had happened to him. So, I mean, it's been a trying day. But, yeah, someone else that I know was, and he just described to me, as, and I'm sure you've all seen the tape, where there's the row of flags, and the explosion was to the right, and the flags moved. Exeter Street is at the last flag. So he walked around the corner when the explosion went off at the last flag. I mean, it's just crazy. And, you know, he was probably in shock when I talked to him a little while ago. It's just been a crazy day.
Well, Mr. Rosen, I know that we had booked you and intended on having you come on to talk about a number of things that you always have going on over at McGuigan's Pub, located.
And none of it's appropriate tonight.
None of it's appropriate, but we definitely want to reschedule you for next week. Hey, maybe we can get you to come in, or have you call in just so we can kind of tend to business at hand.
We have plenty of time for that, Gil.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you so much for not only sharing, you know, thoughts in the story regarding your daughter, but also the other gentleman who was in the vicinity when this all took place.
So I appreciate you having me.
Have yourself a great evening, sir.
Good night, guys.
You got
good
it.
Night.
Take care.
I believe we have John on the line. John, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good, John. John, what would you like to talk about?
Definitely today's events. My first aspect, I mean, through the history of the Boston Marathon, we always have a Boston Red Sox game going on,
yep.
as well as the marathon, and then also the Bruins game, which is usually the same thing. That's three events, three major events, mostly the Boston Marathon. And I'm not pointing fingers or anything like that, but I think in the near future, I think our great Commonwealth needs to start thinking about limiting events in which stretch out the resources that we have. Not saying that no matter how many people you had down on Boylston Street today that this could have been prevented, but unfortunately it happened. It's something we need to learn from and obviously pray for the victims and their families.
Sure.
But we also have to think about the 4th of July. That's coming up in about 3 months. That's down in Plymouth. I go down there every year. I see the Plymouth County Sheriff's Department, the Plymouth Police Department. That's not enough resources for us down there. But an aspect of going on with our lives, we need to. As a nation, we have to continue, but we also have to be aware of our surroundings.
That's the
most important thing, and no matter how little or how much you think of something you could have seen today if you were at the marathon, any little piece of information, including any pictures or video, should be directed towards the Boston Police Department.
John, did you know anybody who was in town? Are you a guy who normally goes in town and watches the race?
Well, let's put it this way. If I didn't have the day off, I would have been in that area today. Regardless of that, we just have to be more aware of our surroundings. And again,
you don't think that we're already aware of our surroundings after what happened 11 years ago?
11
no,
years.
I think we've as human nature goes along, yep. we just move along and we don't
forget.
Expect things to happen as much as of today, which is a wake up call for us again.
Does it make it that much more when you look at what happened? It's being reported widely by a number of media outlets that an 8-year-old child died. How does that make you feel?
I just think of the family. I mean, it's so sad that innocent lives are taking away from all of us. I mean, you look at 9/11. I was there for the first year anniversary. Basically, it hurts me. It bothers me. It would be just like if it was my own child or my sister's child or my brother's child. It greatly affects all of us. But unfortunately, this is today's world. I mean, 10 years, I should say 20 years ago, living in Marshfield, you wouldn't even suspect or even think of all this as we have to live our lives today.
All right.
Do you live your life a little bit differently? Do you think you're a little bit more aware, or at least think of anything happening where you go? If you go to a mall, could it happen there? You go to an airport, you hop in a plane. I mean, nothing protects us from this this type of stuff. We only can do the best at it.
Right.
That's being aware.
Well, thank you for your call, John.
Okay, thank you.
You got it.
You know, I was not too long ago, actually about a year and a half ago, I went down to the 9/11 memorial at where the World Trade Center used to stand.
Sure.
And I don't know, Jeff, if you've been there, you have to go through airport security to get into that site. Now, anyone that knows the plans for that memorial knows that they one day plan to weave that park right into the streets of the city. I don't know if that is a reality that park will ever be able to actually see. I mean, I know Freedom Tower has the foundation of a tank. I mean, that thing, I don't know what it would ever take to have anything happen to that building. But, you know, it remains to be seen if we will ever be able to see a seamless transition from city streets into that park after days like today.
I took my kids down to New York just a few, maybe a month and a half ago, and we went to the Empire State Building, and the security is extremely tight to get into that, because obviously it's one of the tall buildings still, and an icon in New York. So you're right, it's hard to imagine that we'll ever be free of the security now.
Just so folks, again, I keep putting this number out there just in case. We're just doing our public service. If you, in fact, do know somebody, I know it's tough to call in. I've experienced it myself trying to call friends who I knew were going in and going to be a part of today's events. You know, you can always call the mayor's hotline, the Boston City Hall, 617-635-4500. If you happen to have seen something, if you have pictures, if you have video, Boston Police and the FBI want your information, 1-800-494-TIPS. And, of course, Google Person Finder. This is a site to help you find somebody who may have been a runner or somebody who was at the finish line as an observer. All you have to do basically is enter the person's name and information to be able to look for that particular person. We're getting ready to come up at the bottom of the hour, and I believe we're going to have Mike Sullivan joining us for a couple of minutes at 7:30. If you want to still call in, we got open lines, 781-837-4900. We want your thoughts. Maybe you know somebody who is in there, and you know, maybe you had a friend who ran, just like Richie Rosen. He, you know.
You know, Kevin, this is one of those days when this is when you don't want to hear the name of a friend or family member. This is one of those days you just, no news is good news. I don't want to hear that I knew anybody that was there. And unfortunately, there's going to be people that did know people there.
Or I'm going to know somebody who knows somebody who was in there. That's what it's like for me.
And when we find that out as a community, as a state, obviously it's going to be important for us to support them and again, look for ways to improve on how we can do events like this, but also, you know, wrap our arms around these people as they need to be comforted.
And you know what is interesting, Jeff, is, you know, after 9/11, we heard a lot of people say, you know, we had no idea how to respond to this. There was no plan put together. Well, there was a plan put together for this event, and I think that directly translates into the number of people that were injured versus killed. You know, the direct first responders, the medical tent that was there, the immediate securing of the site. I mean, the speed in which that site was secured and evacuated is pretty remarkable considering the number of people that were there. So it is something that we were prepared for, and I heard that there were drills put in place, I don't know if this year or in years past, for some type of bombing event at the marathon, and it certainly looked like it was carried out well, their response.
Well, I mean, the other thing, too, is I think it was just within an hour, hour and a half, that I'd heard the first agents from ATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, were on the scene an hour and a half. So they obviously are ready to deploy at any moment. So there are safety nets.
Just this in from the newsroom. The Navy has sent one of its bomb disposal units to Boston to assist local authorities as needed in the aftermath of two explosions near the Boston Marathon finish line. The blast killed two. It's injured more than 100. The three-membered explosive ordnance disposal team based at the Naval Station Newport, Rhode Island, was sent to Massachusetts after state officials asked for help. Authorities are investigating the bombing and are also checking other bags and packages that may have been left unattended as terrified crowds raced away from the chaos on Monday. The Pentagon said no other activity, no other active duty military personnel had yet been sent to the scene, although state National Guard troops were there. The Defense Department has not raised the threat level across the nation's military installations at this time. We're going to step aside, and when we come back in a couple of moments, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.